Chapter 9, Section 2. Women in Public Life. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the progressive movement. In this section, you will learn about the new active roles women were taking in the workplace and in politics. Women in the workforce. What jobs did women do? Before the Civil War, most married women worked at home. They cared for their families and did not have paid jobs. By the end of the 19th century, however, many women had to work outside the home in order to earn money. Farm women continued to work as they always had. They did the cooking, cleaning, sewing, and child rearing. They helped with the crops and animals. As better paying opportunities in towns and cities became available, more women began working outside the home. By 1900, 1 in 5 American women held jobs. 25% of them worked in manufacturing. About half of the women working in manufacturing were employed in the garment trades. They typically held the least skilled positions and were paid only half as much as men. Women also began filling new jobs in offices, stores, and classrooms. Women went to new business schools to learn to become stenographers and typists. These jobs required a high school education. Women without a formal education took jobs as domestic workers, cleaning, and taking care of children of other families. Almost 2 million African American workers, forced by economic necessity, worked on farms and in cities as domestic workers, laundresses, scrubwomen, and maids. Unmarried immigrant women did domestic labor, took in piecework, or cared for boarders at home. Question 1. What are 3 jobs that women without a formal education often held? Women lead reform. What reforms did women want? Dangerous conditions, long hours, and low wages caused working women to fight for reforms. The Triangle Shirtwaist Fire in New York City in 1911 killed 146 young workers, mostly women, and spurred the cause for reform. Women who became active in public life attended college. New women's colleges, such as Vassar, Smith, and Wellesley, opened. By the late 19th century, marriage was no longer a woman's only alternative. In 1896, African American women founded the National Association of Colored Women, NACW. This organization created nurseries, reading rooms, and kindergartens. Women's crusade for suffrage, or the right to vote, began at the Seneca Falls Convention in 1848. The women's movement split over whether or not to support the 14th and 15th Amendments, which granted the vote to African American men, but not to women of any race. Susan B. Anthony led the opposition. By 1890, suffragists had united in the National American Woman Suffrage Association, NAWSA. Women tried 3 approaches to win the vote. 1. They tried to convince state legislatures. 2. They went to court to clarify whether the provisions of the 14th Amendment meant women should be allowed to vote. And 3. They pushed for a national constitutional amendment. This was voted down several times. Question 2. What are 3 ways in which women tried to win the vote?